From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the Trump administration to tell more about the country's military involvement in Niger. 4 U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush in the West African country earlier this month. In interviews on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Lindsey Graham and Democrat Charles Schumer, the Democrat Senate leader, said they support an effort by Republican Senator John McCain. McCain is trying to find out about the attack as well as the scope of the U.S. campaign against the Islamic State in Niger. Both Graham and Schumer said they did not know that the U.S. had 1,000 troops in Niger. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Sunday said improved relations between Saudi Arabia and Iraq could work to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. Tillerson spoke at the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh. He said the United States is grateful for the progress and urges you to expand this vital relationship for the stability of the region. He says the United States stands ready to support continued cooperation between Saudi Arabia and Iraq. Exit polls indicate Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition is on track for a comfortable victory in Sunday's general election. Japanese media predicts that Abe's liberal Democratic Party-led coalition will win a majority, possibly even retaining the two-thirds supermajority it held in Parliament's lower house before Abe dissolved the chamber in September. This is VOA News.